All right, Cumtown Premium, we are back.
Hey, everyone.
That's Stavros, and we did it. We've held good on our promise. Adam has been kicked off the podcast.
See you later, Adam.
Adam,
please.
Hold on a second.
Adam's
still here.
Adam.
Replacing
You're not
Adam
on the podcast.
Replacing Adam is our good friend Ian Fidance.
Well, we're trying Ian out.
This is Ian's tryout.
We had a nice podcast with him before.
Adam. For fuck Ian.
Unfortunately, my apartment's Relax. Being used by the Chapo Trap House boys right now to record their pod. They're a much more successful podcast, so we have to use Adam's apartment. So sorry
about that.
Yeah, he doesn't have a mic. Don't worry. Ian's got the mic, hopefully he can just stop being a bitch about it, play Candy Crush on his phone or something and just let us
pet
have a
his
good,
ugly ass dog with the long ass nipples.
Let us have a good podcast for a change.
Yeah, finally get some of that energy out of here.
Ian was on the podcast a couple weeks ago or months ago, and he did a really shitty impression of, Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
And that was really his only contribution.
Well, the best part is I told Ian we wanted to have him on the podcast to tell a bunch of hilarious stories about him fucking hookers and shit. And he sat down and told his girlfriend all these horrific stories of him like eating ass for money and shit. And then it never came up.
No, it was very G-rated.
So he had to fucking sit his girlfriend down and be like, I've done all this terrible shit. And she had to tell her, had to look her in the eyes. And we didn't, it didn't come up at all, which actually is funnier than him telling it. But now we're probably going to burn through some of those since we'll have it'd be nice to have someone on the third mic that has an interesting thing to say for a change. You know what I mean? So you'll have some fun stories.
Well, the problem with Adam is that, Adam will tell these stories and he sets them up, with this like tone of grandeur or whatever. And it's like, and then you won't even believe it. I like met this girl on Tinder and then like we had sex.
He always pretends like he doesn't fuck.
Well,
I'm so glad he's off the podcast.
You're 29 years old. Is that supposed to be impressive that you had
I'm
sex?
I'm so glad he's off the fucking podcast. Adam, for fuck's sake, man.
All right. I'm still doing the levels. I got impatient and I wanted to make sure that we got this started because it's getting late in the day and I'm trying to go see Arrival again. I'm gonna go give it a second chance.
I didn't see that shit. I saw Doctor Strange. I saw it with my family over fucking Thanksgiving. It sucked.
It looked like it sucked, dick.
It sucked.
And my dad tried to show me the trailer. He's like, you got to see this. And I watch it, and I have no idea what's going on.
It was fucking horrible.
Yeah, it's Benedict Cumberbatch in a fucking gay outfit.
Yeah.
And
I'm gay and Doctor Strange.
We have to save the city. And it's like, how is this going to be any different from any
Every
fucking,
single Marvel movie. Yeah. It's all the same shit.
I checked out on those after, I think, really, it was one of the Iron Mans when I was done with them.
Yeah, the Iron Mans. The first one was good. Maybe even the second one. I don't know. The first one was good.
But
now, ever since then, every movie's just been the first Iron Man, but with a different fucking... They're just trying to set up a franchise and shit. Also, I was fucked up as shit. I was on, like, a big-ass edible.
Yeah, the first two Spider-Mans were pretty good. I saw the first Spider-Man, like, 3 times in theaters.
Right.
The first one
was good.
I thought that shit was great.
Never seen it.
You didn't like it?
I haven't seen any comic
books. Adam, is your water turned back on? His water was shut off.
Yeah, this is great without me.
Shut the fuck up. We asked you a question.
Sorry. Yeah, it's back on.
Yes?
Could you make some coffee?
Can you get me a cup of water, please?
I'll take a coffee.
Come on, man.
Adam, please. We have a guest. We're guests in your apartment.
You're being pretty rude to us.
Considering that you were a guest on the podcast for months on end.
Yeah, we put you on the podcast even last week. Remember?
Look, he's already fucking up the show by showing
Ian
pictures on his phone.
Look who's on his fucking phone. He's not even on the podcast. He's distracting.
I got my phone as much as I want.
Maybe this is why you're not on the podcast, bitch, because you're always on your fucking phone.
I threw my phone out before I came in here.
See, Ian, very good.
Yeah. Ian's professional. Ian does a lot of commercial work nowadays, which annoys me personally because my agency dropped me.
Yeah. Well, Ian does look stupid as shit. He's perfect for commercials.
Yep.
I bombed every single one of those commercial auditions. You go into them and the casting director, look, the script's garbage. Uh-huh. It's supposed to be funny, you know, and it's written by some dickhead that's never been funny in his life.
Uh-huh.
He was in a frat and then his uncle got him a job at an advertising agency. They're like, okay, so it's like, you know, a bunch of people are like, what are we going to do for dinner? And someone's like, seamless much, maybe? but it has sort of like, we want kind of like a Seth Rogen-y sort of feel.
Right.
So don't play it straight. We don't want this to be like a commercial, you know? We want this to be like...
we want it to be real.
We want it to be real. And by that, I mean like every other commercial.
Yeah.
We just don't want it to sound like a commercial from 15 years ago.
Everyone does like that old... Everyone's ripped off Old Spice now, too, where it's like, everything's like,
let's be weird,
wacky,
and
zany, and shit.
No, it's terrible, and it's like the kind of humor I don't even think is funny.
Mm-hmm.
There is one commercial I had fun in the audition, and I was like, calling avocados gay. They were like, "Yeah, just have fun with the script." And I'm like, "For real?" And they were like, "Never mind, not that way."
I fucking love avocados.
I've bombed so many auditions. I went into one. And the director stopped me, and he goes, "Listen, I really like your look, and I want to book you, but you're a fucking mess." I was like, "What? I'm sorry." And then I was like, he like gave me a talk, and I was like, "Oh, thanks. I'm Ian. What's your name?" And he goes, "You don't even know my name. Get out." I was like, "Okay, thank
you."
Wow,
really?
Yeah. He got
what
pissed. I didn't know his name.
The director?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The casting director.
Oh, the casting director.
Yeah.
Because the thing, like, directors on commercials are fucking jokes.
Yeah.
Because they're not really directors, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The client agency directs the commercial, mm-hmm. essentially. The director just shows up and harasses PAs and makes them find kombucha for them.
Oh, dude, I did one in June, and the assistant director was the biggest asshole. He was yelling at everyone, and like everything you did was wrong, and then he was like, "All right, just have fun with it." And I was bowling dad. Yeah. I had to like take pictures of my daughter.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Just have fun with this. Really have fun with it." And the whole crew and I like kind of were seeing eye to eye about this guy was a dick. And I was like, "This is the greatest day of my life, Claire. You're doing wonderful." And he goes, "Okay, don't ever do that again." And I was like, "All right."
Wow, you said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a shitty AD.
Yeah.
But that's like the AD's job is to be a dick and boss everybody around.
Oh, he hit it out of the park.
Yeah, but no, he shouldn't make the talent uncomfortable.
I think Ian's doing great, actually.
Shut the fuck up, Adam.
See, Adam would make a great AD. He's a pushover. Nobody likes him. He's the kind of guy everyone on the crew can sort of rally
exactly.
against.
He's a perfect scapegoat.
I think I have natural leadership qualities.
Yeah, right, bitch. Yeah.
What are you talking
Shut
about?
Shut up. Take the fuck.
I brought Adam on a couple of the commercial jobs I've worked as a truck boy. And he didn't do well.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
What's a truck boy do?
He just fucking...
I like drive trucks for commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I go pick up the cameras and shit.
And he can't even do that?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, we did one commercial and they had a craft services table that we were eating at. And then they had another table that was clearly marked and labeled for like people from client agency. And he went over and started eating off their food in front of everybody.
What a fucking idiot.
They said I could.
No one said you could.
No way.
That's what the guy with the scarves said I could do.
The guy with the scarves.
You remember that guy?
Yeah, I remember him.
Whatever. It's not about you. It's about Ian.
That guy, fuck that guy, by the way. He didn't pay me for
really?
6 weeks.
Let's find him and fuck his ass up.
I got the money eventually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Let's just find him and fuck his ass.
Ian, do you have any fun stories about fucking hookers that you wanted to tell the people?
Oh, jeez. Well, I vetted a couple with my girlfriend prior to coming here.
Did you tell her all the horrific shit you've done with
I mean, we've been like really open and honest. So really, I have you guys to thank for pushing me over that edge to get to that point in my relationship.
My favorite story. I'm telling. What am I asking you for?
Wait, can I jump in with this one? Do you remember when... do you know Tommy? You know Tommy, right?
Tommy.
Oh,
Tommy
yeah.
Tommy P.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he doesn't give a shit. I mean, he has a real career. I don't. Right. This isn't going to fucking do anything to it.
Right.
So, Tommy Pope. it was like Halloween, like 2 years ago. And I went up to him and he was sitting there. Too.
Shut up, Adam. You're not on the podcast.
Yeah. So, I like a guy, it was like Halloween, like 2 years ago. And, me and someone who's no longer on the podcast, we were looking for like blow. And so I go up to Tommy and I was like, you know, because we didn't have a guy to buy blow off of. So I go up to Tommy and I was like, hey man, you got a blow guy, you know? And Tommy sits there for like a half second and he like thinks about it and he goes, no, but I fucked a tranny once. And I was like, what? And he was like, I fucked a tranny. And I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, you asked me if I've ever blown a guy. He's like, no. I said, do you have a blow guy? And he's like, no, I don't. I'm sorry.
I love that he just volunteered that.
Yeah.
That's so
thought
good.
About it for yeah. a second.
Well, the story was great. The story he told me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like just walking around one night, and he like went to pick up a, you know, a streetwalker or
nice.
Whatever.
Nice.
And he picked her up, and then she was like blowing him in a bathroom, and you know, he's like. He was like, all right, like, fuck it. Like, I want to fuck you or whatever. So she turns around and he, like, starts fucking her in the ass. And then he, like, reaches around and she's got, like, a dick.
And I didn't know the
like,
whole time.
Yeah, Jack Pat. Yeah. I guess he didn't know. And then he's like, and then I just took a second and I was like, all right, fuck it. And he just,
and did it anyways. That's when you know, dude. That should be the test for if you're homophobic or not. Like, you're surprised with a dick.
Yeah.
What do you do? If you keep fucking, you're the best.
You're good.
You're a good guy.
Yeah.
I love that story. That guy's great.
He's funny
He and I, well, now the cat's out of the bag on that. He and I got our dick sucked by a trans woman on a roof in East Village one night.
You and him?
Yeah, at the
like
same
together?
Time.
Oh, man.
You were just sitting next to each other. What
standing.
Are the odds? I was standing, of course.
What the fuck? When?
A while ago.
Was this while you were sober?
No.
Oh, no.
I was drinking it. This girl that I had ended up be like, I went on a date with her and I showed up on acid and she got like weirded out by that and then stopped talking to me and then invited me to her white coat party because she just graduated.
What is that? Is that like an Albright thing?
Yeah. Oh. And she was having like this get together at at like what?
Why
what?
Were you dating someone that went to medical school?
We weren't dating. She saw me do comedy once. She thought I was going to be like whatever.
Wow,
and,
years
know.
Ago?
Yeah. Yeah,
I should act like then.
Shut up. And so we go
I mean,
there
it's barely past
to like
now.
Eat a dick. And so we go there and I'm there to like be like, hey, things are great now, Melissa. And we were just rotating door doing coke in the bathroom with all these like doctors and everything.
Wait, so, you went with
Tommy and a couple of friends of ours. I like crashed
you
this party.
Yeah. Such a piece of shit.
And so then we were standing outside and she's like, yeah, you know, it's good to see you. And she got in the car. She was like, hey, hold on one second. I was like, okay. And she just got in a cab and left with another guy.
hold on one second.
The window up and I was like, what? Melissa! And I like got so upset.
You
I was
got
like,
cab cucked.
That's
dude.
It. We're getting out of here.
You got cuck cabbed.
Yeah, cuck cabbed.
Welcome to the cuck cab.
Ben Bailey's cuck cab. You get the question wrong, he fucks your girlfriend. Adam, do you want to laugh at that story? Let him laugh into the mic.
Laugh at the
comment on it.
It was a good story.
Laugh, dude.
I don't have a laugh right now.
Okay, all right. That's it. You blew it, bitch.
That was your chance to be
you
on
blew
the podcast.
It, bitch. Hold on. So you get cab cucked and then you just wander the streets and find a trans hooker?
By, you know, God was looking out for me that night because we found a good one.
Yeah.
And somehow, I don't know how, we ended up on a roof. I think she suggested the roof.
That's why.
I
love all these people. They're like, New York used to be so cool. And it's like, no, you're just boring.
Yeah.
There's still plenty of cool New York
to go around.
You
can still do a bunch
you
of cool shit.
You fucking suck. You're a shitty, sucky person.
You can sneak up onto the roof at the Lantern. You go through. You could get into the apartments through this door they keep open. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that where you got your dick sucked?
No, this is in the East Village. And then we...
That's God. How Woody Allen, you know?
Oh, I just, you know, she's got a dick, but she understands my... That's her flaws. That she has.
You know, you're joking, but that's literally, I would say, what, 40% of your relationships?
What?
She's got a dick, but she understands me.
Yeah. 60.
Didn't you pay a trans hooker to fucking eat pancakes with you or something?
No. Eventually, yes.
You paid her in pancakes. Yeah.
They should make a movie about your life called Please Leave Las Vegas. Sir, please leave.
What was it? You went to a diner? You didn't have money?
I thought that I had access to all of my money in my account, but after you use your card so much, it locks you out. And so I was like, call up your guy.
You know, the fucking spending limit is like $3,000 a day.
I had it to a lot lower,
you're at the bank of alcoholism.
Curb my thing, so I wouldn't black out.
You bank at Well Whiskey Fargo.
There he is. All right. And I didn't have enough. I was like, call your guy. We're getting blow. We're getting a room. We're fucking. And I could only get out like $100. Yeah. And so I was like, here's the thing. And so I was like, I could get you food. Do you want to eat at a diner afterwards? And she was just so disappointed, and really, she
did you fuck?
Made fun of my dick. She told me I had a little dick. She was backing.
That is a really shit.
That's
a big old dick.
That is fucking horrible customer service. Yeah,
I know.
That's like experience I'm going through with my bank right now.
They made fun of you. Amalgamated. For dick.
Yeah, they made fun of my dick, and then they sent me my debit card a month and a half later.
That's so good. She had a much bigger dick than you.
And I was really trying to like, so what's where are you from? She's like, Brazil. She just was not into the conversation at all that we were having.
Trying to chat up a prostitute.
While we're eating eggs at like 4 in the morning.
You're such a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Do you want to come to a show? She's like, no.
You're the best, Ian. Holy shit. Man, this is such a fun story. That's probably
great.
The funnest story.
Ian makes me feel like a piece of shit about even like considering calling myself an alcoholic.
Yeah. You have had some hilarious... Yeah. Ian's had some hilarious times. Halfway home stories.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny? When I met Ian, I was like exactly at like 2.5 years sober or something. And we met at like Stand Up New York or something. And like we started talking about sobriety, and he was like, yeah, I've got like a week and a half. I was like, oh, good for you. And he was like, yeah, I had time before that. And I was like, how long? He's like, 2.5 years. And then I was like, oh, fuck. Like, it didn't happen to me or whatever. And then I was like, well, like what happened? Like, you know, I was like fascinated. Yeah. I'm like, what happened? And you fell off the wagon. He's like, you know, I was just at the airport and I was bored. So I just... I got a beer at the bar.
What a fucking retard. Is that real? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Tell him what happened after that.
Yeah, well, I was actually working at a halfway house.
You're at the airport.
Not only was I like losing my sobriety, but I was losing my job. Oh my I was just God. Like, don't care.
Wait, you're at the airport going where? What's the...
I was going out on the road.
Okay.
And I ended up getting whacked, and I almost missed my flight because I went to another airport bar to fill up my drink thing with beer because you can bring it onto the flight. And then,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I like pissed myself a little bit on the flight and just like was like, I think it's just water. And then
you think you just pissed water?
No, I just like convinced myself that it wasn't bad yet. And then, you know, for 2 weeks, it was real, real touch and go. And then on the way back, you know, you drink.
So you're
to
just out on the road for
just
2 weeks.
You're just drinking. You're drinking. And
oh,
then,
so you were going on the road and you're like, I want to get fucked up on the road.
Yeah.
Was that what's going on? All right.
Yeah. And I, on the way back, I had to meet up with my ex-girlfriend was picking me up and I couldn't.
Why?
Because she loved me. And
she was your ex at the time?
No.
Oh, did she also have a bigger dick than you?
Yes.
Maybe that's why you keep falling off the wagon, is you keep fucking women with bigger dicks than you.
Yeah, I gotta find a little dick.
Little dick princess. little dick Cinderella. You put a golden baby condom on her.
Golden baby condom.
And then you left this in my ass.
And then at midnight, you turn back into a heterosexual.
Midnight, get out of here. You disgust me. I'm a man. Yeah. No, dude, it fucking sucks. No matter how much you drink, it's like not enough. And then you like don't even think, you just like, I don't care. I just want to get fucked up. And on the bus on the way to her place, I tried to get to the airport bar. It was closed. So I went on a bus.
You tried to go to the airport bar after you landed.
Yes.
That's incredible. Yes. That is beautiful.
And I also stole a bottle of wine on the plane. And in my mind, I was like, I'm better than all these people. And I took the wine and I was drinking it by the bathroom. And I looked out at everyone like being normal. And I was like, yeah, fucking idiots. Look at that. And so then I knew I was going to see her. And I was like, but she's not going to have booze at her place. So I just fucking started drinking hand sanitizer in the fucking
what?
Bus. Yeah,
in
dude.
2 weeks?
That's not the plan. Yeah. I know. That's why it's alcoholism, dude. It's like
That is crazy. That is insane.
It's like, and I didn't plan on
that's
it.
That's top level
thing
alcoholic,
of like,
dude.
Yes. Yeah, so that's why it's like the next time I'm shooting heroin into my
right.
dick.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
for
not
sure.
going to be like a good thing.
You're yeah. drinking hand sanitizer.
Yeah, just give Adam a second to explain why he doesn't have stories like that.
I miss being on the podcast so much.
Shut up. That's not what he asked you, dude.
Why don't you have stories like this?
Why don't I have stories like
cool
this?
Cool stories
yeah,
like our
question.
You know what? By the way, you're doing great.
Thanks, man.
This is really fun.
I don't have a substance abuse issues. But if it'll get me back on, if it'll get me back on the podcast,
okay. Well, that's great. That's the Adam segment, and we're gonna go back to Ian now. Ian, tell him
fun look, sort of gay Ian.
That story's not even over yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So didn't you end up? Didn't you end up? Didn't you end up at a nightclub and like trying to buy crack?
Oh, that was in the when I was away. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Tell that part.
And, well, this I went to this place. And called the Gay 90s. And I was like, right up my alley.
Hold on. The bar was called yeah. the Gay
it's,
90s.
It's not, a
everyone
gay,
looks
it's
like
not a Doug, gay bar.
Except it's
not
a gay.
Yeah, no.
Rocco's sucking off the cow.
Yeah, every one of Ian's girlfriends look like Patty Mayonnaise with a dick.
They're all named Skeeter.
Yeah. That's how he got that name, coming on Ian's face.
Pork chow.
Hold on, where were you? What city was this?
Minnesota.
Minnesota, and there's a bar called the Gay 90s.
And it's not gay. It's like an ironic name,
okay.
I guess.
All right.
And so
that's
I went,
fine.
And
that's
you know
what
when
you
you're
and
like
the other guys with turquoise
coke,
rings
and you're just
kind of
like
other.
Going around and you're like, Coke? Coke, you know, and
no, actually, yeah. I usually ask somebody if they have somebody's phone number.
Yeah, that's so sketchy. You don't fucking ask for Coke.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. And fucking.
Although that's how you do. That's what you do with trans hookers too. You're like penis. Pete, you just troll the streets.
No, you just know.
You got a sixth sense.
Yeah,
the pheromones.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hairs
so you're looking
on the back
for-
of your neck go up. I was trying to find Coke, and I guess like this guy felt bad for me, and he's like, "Yeah, I can get you some, but you're gonna have to get out of here. The brothers aren't liking this because it was like mostly a black
Nation
club.
Nation Islam guys." Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, it's mostly a black club.
Uh huh.
Is it? And it's not a gay bar.
No.
Okay. So just black people are mad at you.
And it's a club that black people go to called the Gay 90s?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because black people don't do irony.
Are very homophobic. Especially Minnesota.
The one place I went to, the first place was called the Gay 90s, and I stumbled into another place. That's right.
I'm looking up the Gay 90s. Oh, you stumbled into another place.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And the place I stumbled into was like kind of like a strip topless
only. Oh, wow,
only
the Gay
place.
90s Minneapolis.
Yep. And so the guy ends up giving me Coke, and I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to call you tomorrow for heroin. He's like, okay.
You are?
Yeah.
By the
I
way.
I lost his number. I had always wanted to do it, and I never got it. Thank God. Something outside of me was like looking out for me to like make sure I
no,
never got it.
No, let me
it.
Stop you right there. No one is looking out for you. None of this would have happened
by
if anyone
way,
was looking
hold
out
hold on
for you.
1 second. Gay 90s, gay bars, karaoke, dance clubs. That is 100% a gay bar.
I asked someone where the fun was, and they told me gay 90s.
Because
yeah,
they looked
they
at your mustache.
It was a gay bar.
You are such a fucking retard. The reason you don't think it's gay, a gay bar, is because you asked someone, and they didn't specifically tell you a bar called the Gay 90s
yeah.
was a gay bar?
Yes.
So you just assumed it wasn't gay.
I figured
here's the
it was
thing.
Just
maybe
real
if the
fun.
Owner didn't open it with that intention, that becomes a gay club.
Yeah,
first
yeah,
day
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
the Gay 90s.
Look, there was a McDonald's in DuPont Circle that's the Gay McDonald's.
Right.
And it's just because it happened to be there.
Someone used to have a terrible bit about that.
Yeah,
I don't
the
remember.
Guy who used
Someone
to be on
bad.
The podcast.
It was me.
That
I
was
used
a
to
fucking
do a bit
drawn
yeah.
out, stupid
You know what? The
bit.
Best part about that bit is it was a story that happened to me that
really?
He started doing.
Well, you were not.
That's real Wardell of him.
Anyway.
Hey, whoa. What are you doing, Ian? Take that fucking.
This one time at.
No.
Let him
Actually,
tell,
you know
let him
tell
the story.
Tell the
story. Let him tell the story.
Tell the story.
I don't like this, guys.
Tell the story.
This one time I was in San Francisco and I was trying to find drugs.
Wait.
Go ahead. Tell the story.
I thought Ian was still in the middle of his story. I didn't
Tell the story.
You guys are going to be mean to me.
Do you want a chance to tell the story or not, bitch?
Not really. Okay, I'll tell it. All right. This one time I was in San Francisco and we were trying to find drugs in the Mission District. And all the bars close at 2 a.m. And so some guys like go to 18th and Mission behind the bus station. There's like going to be a closed gate. Bang on the gate a couple times. And me and my friends went.
Finish.
And then me and my friends went there and we banged on the gate. And no one answered. And we're like, fuck, we can't. Oh, man, we can't find coke. We're screwed. And then we banged again. And this little Mexican guy poked his head out. And he's like, come in. And like it was me, my friend, and his girlfriend. And we got in there and it was straight up like a party for Mexican parents. It was like everyone was like 55 years old and dancing like so fucking hard to like banda and like music. So we're like walking around and it was all, you know, it's all couples dancing. So like me and my friend Matt, like everyone, like all these like, 10 guys swarmed on his girlfriend. She was like dancing with all of them. Me and my friend Matt, like we're like asking women to dance and they were like, no, like get the fuck away from me. And so we just like kept going around like cocaine. What, Nick, why are you looking at me this way?
Just finish the story,
keep telling the story.
And so then they knock on the bathroom door and this guy, this MS-13 guy comes out of the bathroom. And he like walks me around the bar and he like made me stand at like different places in the bar. And finally he has me wait like next to the kitchen and he takes like $80 from me. And I'm waiting there for like 15 minutes. And I was like, well, I just got screwed. Let's just go. I don't want to, this guy's going to kill us. Like, I don't want to like push our luck or anything. Guys, I don't like the, everyone's.
Just tell the story, dude. We're invested. Come on.
And then, anyway, he comes out of the kitchen. He gives us like a tiny bag of cocaine. I say, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. And we do it in the corner of the room. And then just me and my friend Matt just stand there with our hands in our pockets. No one wanted to dance with us. It was such a waste of money. And, okay, why are you guys looking at me this way?
No, is it done? Is that it?
That's it. I'm sorry. I didn't fuck any trannies.
I don't know, man.
Pretty
I thought,
good,
I
pretty
thought
good story,
that
Adam.
Was a pretty good story.
Can you give it to Ian?
Yeah, we're not going to rib you over that. Because sure, you bought cocaine. There was a Mexican guy involved. This is a pretty cool story.
That's fun, man.
Yeah. The Mission District. There's a lot of tech stuff going on there.
Well, now there is. That was when it was kind of more of a Mexican.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, that's great.
What's up with like the coffee maker? Or if you could make some coffee for us.
I can make you guys coffee.
Yeah, if you awesome. Could make us a couple of coffees, that'd be great.
Is
dude.
That what I am now?
Can you actually give the mic back
yeah,
to
just
Ian?
Give back the mic
to
like
Ian. What was going on at the gay 90s?
Yeah, so gay 90s.
So anyway,
oh,
it
man,
was
I'm
rip
so
roaring.
Excited. This is crazy.
So there were just, Adam,
just get the coffee, please. Adam. Thanks.
And so, I mean, there were cocks and balls abound. Yeah. So they're in Mexican.
So you're in gay 90s. Stop doing a bit.
Right. I left gay 90s. I went into this strip place, and then I found this guy, and so he gave me a little bag. I was like, great.
Coke. Okay.
And then I went outside and there was a homeless guy. He was like Coke and I was like, I'll take more. So I bought and it was just dog shit.
Of course.
Awful.
It was literally dog shit.
You bought from a homeless guy?
Yes, I know. I like little business. I was trying to help
He's
out.
Homeless. How good at selling Coke could he be?
Well, you know, he probably got
he was
high
so
on his
excited
own
to see your dumb ass, dude.
Yeah. So I went, I got this.
It's a miracle you have not been murdered, by the
that's
way.
That's what I'm saying. There's something helping me out. I'm alive for a reason. I should
all
be
right.
dead.
I don't know about all that.
And I say unto you. And so I went back to the hotel. I got this Backpage woman to come over, and I could not get it up at all. So we just laid in bed and ate trail mix. And then I told her, I was like, give me a couple hours, you come back, I'll eat your ass. What do you think? She's like, absolutely. And we smoked Newports in her car. She left and then she wouldn't answer my phone calls.
So that you attempted to eat her ass
Because you did that before, verbally. Again, didn't you?
The next day.
He couldn't get his tongue hard.
The next day, you called her back and just ate her ass and beat off?
No, the next day, I finally got up enough courage to call a trans woman.
Oh, nice.
That was just a normal
and then,
woman.
That was the first time?
No.
And then you eat her, you ate her ass.
The first time, did it happen
off.
By accident, or you knew you were attracted to these?
I knew.
These people.
The first time I went to a tranny karaoke bar.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Was it called 90s Target?
It was Lucky Chang's. I run like first and second.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's take a field trip after this.
Lucky Chang.
It's gone.
That's what his bar turned into.
Yeah. It's gone.
What was that story you're telling about getting beaten up by... by Asian guys?
I bumped into the Asian guy and he's like, watch it. And
I'm, right. Tell
I was
it,
like, take it easy,
one.
Jackie Chan. He did not like it, and neither did his friend.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Way to prove you're not Jackie Chan by beating somebody up. Yeah. Like the most Jackie Chan thing you can do. Yeah. If I was Chinese and somebody called me Jackie Chan, I'd be like, checkmate. Yeah. You fucking got me.
You can't be violent. Speaking of Jackie Chan, how great was that fucking Rush Hour scene where you pick the girls for massages? That's so clearly you getting fucked. You're fucking these women. Mm-hmm. Again, that is something I did beat off to. I legitimately beat off to that scene where
you got to
pick your own woman. I wanted the one with the big
titties. The only Jackie Chan movies I've seen is The Tuxedo.
I've never seen Rumble in the Bronx.
Rumble in the Bronx is great.
Fucking great movie.
I haven't
seen
that one. Rush Hour is 1 and 2 and 3. I didn't see 3. Anyway... So you were beaten up. You got beaten up by Jackie Chan.
Yeah, his friend came up and just smashed a rocks glass on my face. Just my orbital nose just kind of went.
Where were you?
This place on 13th and 3rd, I think. I forget.
How did you
the
not
name
get arrested?
Have you been arrested?
I've been arrested. Yes, but not for long periods of time. I'm very fortunate.
What did you get arrested for?
DUI and then public. I had a warrant for not paying drinking ticket.
Some cops stopped you and then you're like, sorry, officers.
They caught me drinking on the street. I was drinking a 40 and they're like, we could throw you in jail right now. It's like, I'll throw it out, I promise. So they watched me throw it in the trash and then I watched them get in the car and drive away and then I went back into the trash and grabbed it and drank it. And again, I was on the train. There were these heroin addicts and I was like, psst, psst. Can I get some heroin? And they're like, no.
You're such a lunatic.
I took my cap bottle and I threw it at him and a cop saw me and he, you know, threw me against the wall and was like, hey, look, I'm just going to run your ID. If you don't have anything, I'll let you go, you know, whatever. And I was like, okay. And then they like started putting me in handcuffs. I was like, what are you doing? Like, you got a warrant. I was like, what?
Oh, man.
Fucking hell.
For what?
I had an unpaid public drinking ticket that I thought I paid off. and
you went to jail for how long?
It was just like a overnight thing. And I felt pretty cool. They let me smoke a cigarette handcuffed walking from the one place to the other. And then I got in the van and this fucking dude is in there. He's like, man, they fuck people like us. I was like, yeah, you're right.
Just, like, so murderer. Scared.
Yeah. And then also in the cop car, I was handcuffed and in the back seat, there were two cops next to me, two in the front. And fucking, they were like, what do you do? I had a Delaware ID and like, what are you doing in New York City? And I was like, I'm trying to be a comedian.
Oh,
like,
my
are you on
God.
YouTube? And I was like, yes. Oh, dude, they watched one of my videos and like two of them liked it. One of them did not. And I had a job interview the next day. And he's like, yeah, I really hope you get that job tomorrow. I was like, this is so demoralizing.
They were playing good cop, bad cop. So you're doing bad cop is the guy that doesn't like your stand up.
Yeah. I that's mean, how they the got good me to cops roll over.
That's so good.
Well, those are good stories.
Thank you.
Those are all good stories. But now, what I'm worried about is I don't want this to turn into
Ian's story
these,
time.
Yeah, Ian's story time. Yeah. I'm already shut up.
Shut up, Adam.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do want to hear the story where you paid a hooker to eat her ass and beat off. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, here's what we need to really get into, because this is what the premium subscribers want.
Okay.
How do you feel about neoliberalism? And SJWs, okay? Who's this Steve Bannon guy?
Oh, let's get into it.
Come on, man. You're going to fuck up the...
You're going to smell
this is still tangled.
I know. It's fine,
don't
dude.
Don't fuck up the recording equipment.
That's my signature move, bro.
Is it? Fucking up the show?
No, you farting just... into the mic hilariously.
That's what he's known for.
I literally, you know.
Wait, is this a premium episode?
Yeah, premium.
It's a premium
episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So actually, don't worry. Not that many. Only like, I don't know.
It'll be about 1,500 people listen
to it. It's like 6,000 people
cool.
will listen right. to it.
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that gets back to those police officers.
Yeah, do you have any names of
people? Dude, I saw them beat it was, the shit it was out of this guy.
Tony DeGugli Alonzo, Stephen DeLasagna Lazunio.
They kept lying to me. I kept being like, I have a job interview tomorrow. And they're like, we'll get you out of here real soon. Don't worry. And I was like, I believe you. Did not happen.
Did you get the job?
I got the job. I left the jail, went home, did coke to stay awake because I didn't sleep at night. And they were like, so how was your morning? And I was like, it was good. And I'm just like,
what
picturing
job
me
was
like
this?
Oh, dude, this job, Jesus. I was an administrative assistant.
You're like the guy in that movie Flight, but instead of a trial, it's just like Tuesday. The biggest day of his life.
Yep.
Another day you managed to stay alive.
Yep. Yeah, man. That fucking job. I got the job from my the guy who got me in touch with my coke dealer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Yep. A lot of range. Now I don't even know if he's alive.
Probably.
Is he
not.
Like a life coach?
No, he's oh god.
Well, he seems to be doing a lot for you. He's getting coke and job interviews. He's like Carl.
I believe in you.
He's like Carl in that Simpsons episode where Homer gets an assistant.
Oh yeah, that's
when he gets
good
the
one.
Hair treatment. Yeah.
Yes, hell yes.
The Harvey Firestein, Simpson and Delilah. That's the name of the episode.
I used to have to hang out with this guy to do free coke with him because he'd just give me a bunch of coke for hanging out with him.
Yeah.
But he'd be like, you know, I've been writing a lot and I really want to do comedy. I'd be like, oh, okay. Oh, so I'd have to like listen to his bits and be like, let me get more of that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, real good, Keith.
Coked up. Wannabe open micer.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know
dude.
How fucking horrible that sounds?
Yeah, it was
that's
awful.
That's two of the worst things.
It was
just
so
a coked
bad.
Up guy talking at you.
Yeah.
But he's talking bits
in bits
at you.
In bits.
And when was this again?
2013.
Okay.
2012.
Yeah. 2013. So he's like, Ian, can you get me up at the lantern at
yeah,
2 a.m.?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll bark for you if you give me some coke.
Just two pathetic idiots hanging out together.
Yeah, coke guys are the worst drug addicts.
For sure.
Yeah. These are the absolute worst people in the fucking world. And what makes them so shitty is that like that there's more defensive attitudes about cocaine addiction than any other fucking drug. Every like coke head I've known, if you're like mentioned that like, yeah, oh, you're a coke guy, they're like, no, I'm not. What are you talking about?
right.
I'm fucking not a coke guy at all. Just but now that you mention it, it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I like never do it, but it'd be cool if we got some.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. You're my coworker at Domino's, so I'm going to go with no. Steven.
Yeah, the fucking also weird guys are shrooms guys who just like
that's not a guy.
That's not a guy. That was just Marty.
Did somebody say something?
Yeah, Adam said something. Adam brought up the guy that you don't like.
Jeez, really
yeah,
trying to
would.
Sabotage the fucking
way to go, Adam.
I thought this
podcast.
Was not really feel
off. It's not a bit.
Yeah.
Why would it be a bit?
Why would it be a bit? These
can
people
you go
paid
sit
money.
On the couch?
No.
Dude, honestly, look, you're $250 away from being back on the podcast. If you, this is, look, the only reason I'm doing this, I don't have any personal problem against you. This is a lesson in customer service. The last episode was bad. The two of you both said, fuck those people. You know, who
hey,
cares?
Whoa.
Who cares what they think? And I'm saying, I
how
care what
dare
I think.
You?
These are paying customers. You think Steve Jobs, when he invented the fucking iPhone, was saying, oh, fuck what these people think? No, he was saying, let's hear from them. Let's
he actually did say fuck.
No, he didn't
people.
At
like,
all.
Did you see the movie?
No, he didn't.
With
no.
Excuse me.
No.
Excuse
no,
me.
No.
I'm giving you a lesson right now in customer service. So when these people leave comments and they say, you guys are faggots, you're fucking retards, I say, okay, I hear that.
Yeah.
Let's take us baby steps towards not being faggot retards.
Right.
And what they
Adam
said
off.
Was, is they said, here's the money, kick Adam off the show. And I'm keeping good to that promise as a matter of principle to let these people know I'm not going to fucking lie to them. So if we get to 5,500, you can come back on the show. And as it stands right now, you're off the show. And that's just
we might have
is.
To raise it though. I don't know. Ian's doing great here.
Thank Ian's you. Ian's doing okay. Those are great
you're
stories.
You're gonna make me work for more. I
no, no, those
it.
Are great stories. But how many more times can you hear about? First
exactly.
of all, the only reason this is shocking to us is because we're sexist and transphobic. You put this guy on NPR, and they would be like, "Yeah, that's normal. We all do that." what part of I voted for Hillary Clinton don't you understand? Of course I've had a trans penis in my mouth. And of course my dick was smaller. Absolutely. Yeah. And first of all, I measure my penis in metric because I love Europe, and it's 4.5 centimeters, 2 minus the foreskin, which I had surgically reattached.
Average.
Whoa, Ian, what are you doing here?
Please,
we might have to audition more people.
Yeah. Maybe we should get a girl.
Oh, that's not bad.
We had a trans girl. We had a girl on one time, and I screamed at her about rape.
Oh yes, yes,
that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was the Aaron Glazer episode. That episode did suck.
No, that episode was great. People loved it.
Me and Stop were trying to do jokes, and you were just like freaking out.
You weren't trying to do jokes.
Yes, we were.
No, you weren't.
Hey, don't bring me into this. I'm on the podcast, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
This feels like fifth grade again. This feels terrible.
Dude,
feels
what happened in fifth grade? You had sex a billion times and you pretended like, I don't know why this is happening.
I lost my virginity like a year and a half ago. That's why I talk about it so much. Obviously.
Yeah.
Why would I talk about it if I was getting laid when I was 13 years old?
I lost my virginity in fucking kindergarten, dude, in the janitor's closet.
That's what happens in where you grew up.
Yeah, in the janitor's closet.
Yeah, I know.
It was a molestation joke.
Steamrolling somebody's joke, yeah. Talking over a joke. Maybe now you should just say a molestation joke, Adam.
Guys, you know what would be cool?
Okay,
you
know
be cool if we
cousin.
Shut up. You know be cool if we all got walkie-talkies and we could communicate like while we were away from each other.
That would be
and
cool.
By all of us, I mean me, Stav, and Ian.
That's fine.
If you want, Adam can get his own walkie-talkie, but he has to use his own money, and we're not going to tell him what channel we're using.
Yeah, if you're lucky, you'll find our channel.
Yeah. You have to search for it.
Just Adam alone clicking frequencies.
And then he's like, what's up, guys? It's me. And we're like, oh, we're actually done with the walkie-talkie. We don't really like walkie-talkies anymore.
Having walkie-talkies is gay now,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, actually, we're into ham radios now, yeah. So I guess you can probably have our walkie-talkies if you want them. You're going to have to borrow money from your mom to get them because our mom's paid for ours, so we don't think it would be fair unless your mom gave us money. We're going to keep the money, and then we're going to get ham radios. But you're not allowed in.
Popo.
What's going on? Who's still using ham radio?
I don't know.
I feel like there's got to be a way to get child porn through ham radio. And that's the only reason anyone's still using it.
Could you fax child porn?
Is yeah, you can.
You could probably fax child
you
porn.
You absolutely can, and there's got to be somebody who's been arrested for doing that.
Faxing child porn. Just beating off the blurry, smeared little kids getting their little ass dick sucked.
Did you unplug my fax machine? Mom, don't come in the basement and don't touch my fax machine.
Yo, there must have been a time in history where the most technologically advanced fucking child predators were faxing stills.
Some guy's at the hobby store and his beeper goes off and he's like, I have to go home real quick. I have some business I have to attend to at my personal fax machine at home.
Oh, fuck. That is probably the stupidest way to get porn. Mm-hmm. Is there anything dumber?
By singing Telegram, probably. Yeah. She was four years old. Hey, you're looking great. Happy birthday. He took off her pants.
What if they fucked a child as part of their singing Telegraph? Now we're talking.
Hell yeah, dude.
Now we're getting
somewhere. That's a good startup idea. When I was in community college, I took this bullshit like marketing class, like this business and marketing class, and the semester project was like... you know, we have to like come up, we have to design like a business mission, like a business plan for our business or whatever. Everyone had stupid ideas. Mine was like a website that advertises like local businesses, like, you know,
right.
I mean, this is 10 years ago. You know, it was like a souped up version of Craigslist or whatever the fuck.
Right.
You know, whatever you want to call it. And then there was these two guys in the class, these giant dudes. They were both like 7 feet tall. It was like a black dude and this like enormous... like white guy, like white wigger that looked like an owl.
Looked like an owl.
Yeah, a very owly.
Pointy nose and shit.
Yeah, pointy owl-like features, like, you know, arched eyebrows and shit. Very sort of like, you know, sinister-looking face, real fat.
Oh, fuck, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, but like 9XL, tall tees, fucking, you know, big cargo sweatpants.
Oh, the tall tee movement was hilarious.
Air Force Ones, and then he had this like sort of shitty shoulder-length, like longer hair. held with like one of those just like real thin
hair bands.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yes,
that soccer players and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
would wear.
That yeah, kind yeah. of shit.
Oh, that's and classic. Yeah, fucking, yeah. That's classic.
On the two of those guys, they're real cool to me because I remember like, you know, one time I was like, hey, you guys over 21? They're like, yeah. And I was like, can you buy me liquor? You know, because I was like 17 or something. They were like, yeah, sure. And like they gave me a ride to the liquor store and I sat next to them and they were cool. And but the wigger guy got in his car and you just couldn't sit behind him because he put his chair all the way back to the back seat. Like it was used to be cool to like have your chair back. Oh, yeah, yeah, so yeah. You'd have his case. So he was like basically laying down while driving.
Right.
But yeah, so I like oh yeah, another time in that class I remember the fucking the professor was like asking questions about something and there was some kid named like Umar or something in the class and the professor's like doing roll call and he's like Umar you know Braji Jiptu or whatever right. the fuck his last name is so yeah Umar Smellbatty or something like and he like so he says the kid's name the teacher and then he looks at him and he goes he's like Pakistan India, Pakistan, India, you know, and he like does this like back and forth right, and trying right, to guess where the kid's from. And like the kid doesn't know what the teacher's doing. And before he can answer that big weird kid's like, ooh, he said Osama, yo daddy, huh?
My man.
Yeah. Ooh, he said Osama, yo daddy. And yes, but no, so they're like. They at the end of the year, you know, we had to like deliver our like business plan.
Right,
yeah, yeah. It was like a presentation, and they those two guys just decided they were gonna work together. They're like, "Yeah, we're doing a group project," you know, and it's like that wasn't allowed or whatever.
Right, right.
This
right.
community college teacher was like, "Yeah, sure, I guess,
yeah,
whatever."
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, "All right, check it out. It's a 24/7 hour." Weed, beer, and cigarettes delivery service.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's just illegal. Yeah. Their business, our business plan is we just break the law.
All of our information.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, B-.
B plus.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That is so fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That was fucking. God, community college. I worked the front desk at a community college, like
which
testing
one?
Center, CCBC.
Okay.
It was just fucking, it was awesome, dude. It was nothing but like guys like that who just didn't give a fuck or just like the hardest working moms that have like six jobs and like are getting their nursing degree and shit.
Yeah. No, when I took my GED test, it was nothing but just trash people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was like three girls that were pregnant. And there was this, they were like the instructor was like giving everyone instructions. She's like, make sure your cell phone is off, not on vibrate, not on silent. Make sure it's off. She's like, if your phone goes off and I hear it go off while you're in class, not only am I taking your phone away, you fail the class, you know,
right,
you fail
right,
the
right.
GED,
right, right,
you don't get your money back.
Right.
You know, you have to come redo it again. And this like girl is pregnant next to me. She's like, damn, I will be so pissed at whoever call me. And then she like thinks people are going to laugh and like no one laughed. And she's like, yeah, that's why I'm telling you to turn your phone off now. So that it doesn't happen. She's like, I'm just saying.
Trying to get a laugh out of this room of strangers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of like retarded
yeah, we're not
strangers.
In class together. Yeah. You just miss that element of high school so yeah. much. You don't realize that this is the last chance you're ever going to get.
Right.
The
class
fucking
clown in
test.
Your GED.
That is so fucking good.
Yeah, that girl sucked. Oh, man. There was at that community college, I remember there was just like a table of fucking black nerds versus like Hawaiian shirt white nerds. It was mm-hmm. so fucking just the black Naruto nerds that were just
oh,
like,
yeah.
yeah, they were just
yeah.
Like,
what is it with black nerds? They love anime. We
yeah.
got into that on that. We talked about that on a podcast.
Oh,
before.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they were the best.
Mm-hmm.
They just had like, they had Hawaiian shirt, they had black beaters
yeah.
open with Hawaiian shirts, but not like, like dragon Hawaiian. Like they were like, graphic and then just like puka shell necklaces and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They were fucking, that was the best
Echo
look.
Echo used to make like a line of like urban anime type.
Yeah,
like,
Echo is
yeah.
huge in the black nerd community.
Yeah, they love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like Echo.
Because
yeah.
it was cool for like, in just straight up, it was cool for like, you know, it had its run.
Yeah.
And then immediately it became like shit you could only get at like Marshalls
TJ
and shit.
Maxx, yeah.
So like, uncool black kids' moms who, you know, were just like, you're wearing this? I don't give a fuck what you say. You know what I mean? He's like, okay. And it was like, oh, God damn it, mom. Like, they'd all try to go Super Saiyan. That was my favorite. The black nerds that tried to go Super Saiyan.
No, I had a black nerd friend that was, like, into Mark Echo, not just the clothes, but the guy. I didn't even know that was a real name. I didn't think that was
He's a great businessman. That's like what they all say.
Is he Elon Musk of shitty clothes with too many pockets?
Yeah.
Denim with too many pockets.
The logo's cool. It's a rhino.
Yeah,
rhino.
Like two parentheses
that's
too,
it. Or? Feels like that's the clothes Banksy would make if Banksy made clothes. It's like Mark Echo sort of shit.
Echo Unlimited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where like Mark Echo is clothes for people who find legal walls. You know.
Who find what?
Legal walls, like places they've set aside where you're allowed to do graffiti.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like the most like, ooh, I only smoke legal marijuana. Not even K2, like non-alcoholic marijuana.
Right. Dude, remember when Spice came out and you're like, oh, this is awesome. It's just illegal weed.
Did you ever smoke Spice?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that? Spice. I never did that. What was that like?
All right, relax. Like, I'm fucking scumbag. I didn't smoke it out of a hooker's pussy, dude.
You literally drank hand sanitizer. Yeah. That's the fucking spice.
Something my nose at you. Like,
I've got to get out of here.
Like someone, if someone
people didn't even
you,
do that during
surrounding
prohibition.
Surrounding myself.
Yeah, people weren't doing that during prohibition. They at least had the decency to find rubbing alcohol.
They didn't have hand sanitizer
during prohibition.
Yeah, I know. They were busy figuring out ways to get
making
real
bathtub
drinks.
Beer. Putting beer in bowling balls. You smoked Spice? What was that like?
I smoked Spice. I don't know, man. It just got me. I was getting drug tested at the time because I got kicked out of my housing at UMBC when I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting drug tested and I was a fucking pothead. So I was like, oh, this is awesome, dude. I'm going to beat the fucking system. And it just was weird. I felt very weird after I did it. It was not good. But I was like, oh, this is legal weed, man. It's going to be fucking... And there was a kid. This kid fucking Yelzar was his name. Hilarious name.
Yelzar. That sounds like a retarded Pokemon.
Yeah,
an autistic Pokemon.
Yeah.
Half dinosaur, half screaming from autism. Just a stegosaur
it just
rocking
begs
back and forth.
To die.
Kill me.
Yelzar has evolved into Ward of the State Czar.
He was getting drug tested, but he loved Spice.
No.
He would smoke it out of a bong. He would like smoke Spice out of a bong.
Why
dude.
The fuck was that his name?
I think it's some kind of weird Russian Jew name.
Oh, all right. Adam, do you want to comment on that?
I don't think that's a Russian Jew name.
Well,
okay.
It was.
Okay, what kind of name is it then?
I think maybe like Ural, like the Ural Mountains.
That's Russia.
He was a Russian Jew.
Okay.
Maybe Ural Mountains, those are definitely Russians.
Oh, he was Jewish. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. So thanks for
Jesus
commenting.
Jesus Christ.
We're winding down here, and we're gonna talk with Ian for a little bit longer. If you're just joining us,
let us know if you like Ian or who you want to
call
replace
in now. 1-866-295-3924. You're listening to the Anthony Cumia Show.
Yeah, we're at the top of the
on NPR at the top.
Now that Trump is president, Cumia gets NPR. That would be so awesome.
And here's what it stands for. Boo! And Puerto Ricans.
Oh, fuck, man. I would love that shit.
That would be great. If they just
fuck, man.
We're bringing car
just
talk.
A retarded guy hosts fucking All Things Considered now. Bobo hosts All Things Considered. Eastside Dave beat off.
Yeah. They just keep all of their shows, but they just make them stupid. Yeah. Discredit them. That'd be great.
God, that would be awesome.
I would love it.
Wait, no, fuck you.
Yeah. Wait, fuck you. Yeah.
Wait, up yours, chink. asking Chinese immigrants that don't speak English trivia, and if they get it wrong, you punch them.
Fox News literally did that, though. Fox News sent that guy out to Chinatown. And they're like, how do you feel about Trump? And the guy's like, oh, I don't know the question. And be like, you fucking idiot.
Like, bag of gong.
Yeah. This guy survived the Cultural Revolution. He got here somehow. Mixed the $30 a week fucking
selling
carving
cans.
Fish on the street.
Yeah.
And they're like, what an idiot. Look at these lazy immigrants. I hope Steven Crowder gets kicked in the balls.
Was that the guy who did it?
No, it was a different guy. But Steven Crowder's as much of a piece of shit.
Who's Steven Crowder?
Steven Crowder's actually, yeah, worse. Yeah, Steven Crowder tried to make this video to like prove how little people know about like gun laws. So they had this table set up with like different rifles, different long rifles. And they had like an AR-15, they had a 30-06, they had you know, like a SKS or something. I don't even really know that much about
guns.
Yeah,
yeah.
But then he's like asking people, he's like, you know, which one of these do you think should be illegal? You know, and like half the people he asked were like, well, you know, probably the ones that could be classified as assault rifles. He's like, why? And he's like, well, just because of the way they're branded and marketed, they're like, there's clearly, you know, not an intention of using them for hunting. He's like, okay. Well, fuck you then.
They were just right.
Like, it didn't even have a point. Yeah. And then he like left them. Like, he's like, I want to show how much liberals don't know about guns. But then it was just edited so poorly that, you know, he gets like a, you know, the gamut of people that know shit about guns passing on the street. And he just doesn't have a point. There's just no point to the fucking video.
Yeah.
I mean, there's maybe one or two people that are like the AR-15 because it looks scary, even though it's chambered, you know, smaller than the 30-odd or whatever.
Right.
The best video is the guy in Michigan, the
union guy that punches
him in the face.
Yeah.
Awesome. I didn't see
that. Well, what's even better than that video is Steven Crowder going on like MSNBC or something after that, and the union boss representing, I don't know, was that UAW or?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there was like some union boss on and they have him like in there, and he's like, you're a punk and you're a coward and you should be ashamed of yourself. And Steven Crowder's just like looks humiliated. Cause like, you know,
he just doesn't stand up for himself
at all. Yeah. Well, to be fair, that union guy that punched him is like a foot shorter than him. And Steven Crowder tried to punch him back. So it's like, he got sucker punched. You know, I'm sure Steven Crowder would have actually fought that dude. I don't like him. So it's funny that he got punched in the face by that guy.
Right.
But he looked like a real piece of shit when he was on MSNBC or whatever later. And they had that union
guy. Awesome.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he wasn't prepared for that. What did he think the union guy was going to be like?
Yeah.
Oh, cool vid, Steve. Yeah, like, of course he's going to attack you.
What a piece of shit. Because, you know, he got his money. He's famous for being the voice of, like,
Arthur.
He was on Arthur.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
He was the voice of Arthur?
No, he was one of the friends. Yeah. Yeah, either the, like, his
was he
friend,
the bunny with the gay moms?
Yeah, the bunny, or I think the kid that's just a potato. Which never made sense. One of them's just a potato.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The bully?
Yeah, with the fucking tooth, the weird tooth.
Yeah, what is that? That's not an animal.
I don't know, a fucking bison or some shit.
Yeah, that's another thing. Black Twitter loves Arthur.
Yeah.
That's great.
With that closed fist.
Arthur's funny.
Yeah.
SpongeBob. I get SpongeBob. Those are good.
Like
those are both good for memes, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, okay. Ian, do you have any closing remarks?
I'm just really grateful I got to replace Adam for the day.
Adam, you'll have a chance to talk in a second.
I just want to thank all the Cum fans out there for this opportunity.
Yeah, do you have anything you want to plug?
Beg for your job.
My website, Ian Fidance, IanFidance.com.
.com?
.com.
.com.
.com. So if you guys have personal computers and access to the World Wide Web, you can check out his website by typing in http://// www, that stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol World Wide Web, .ianfidance.com. That stands for commercial. It's a top-level domain. These are brand new things here. Coming out, if you don't have dial-up at home, you can go to the local library and check it out there, where Ian spends most of his time.
he spends most of his time in
the library. There was a story a couple years ago about this guy that got arrested for not just downloading, but beating off to child pornography at the library in the middle of the day.
Holy shit.
At just like, you know, one of those tables, and then there's a picture, there's a guy's mugshot in the paper, and he looks insane. He's got these like fucked up teeth and this intense look in his eyes, and it's like, this guy rules. Yeah. This guy fucking absolutely rules.
He's
my dad. We're the same.
Yells are.
Well, Ian, thanks for coming. And we're going to jump over to Adam Friedland, our besmirched and forsaken guest. And now third co-host. Adam, what do you think about Ian's performance on the podcast today?
I like Ian a lot, and I thought he did great.
Would you say this
I'm
is
a gentleman.
Would you say this is one of our best
episodes?
Well,
by saying you're a gentleman.
Hold on. Would you say this is one of our best episodes?
I don't know. It was a good one.
Did you say it's
one
of our best?
I thought it was a good one.
Would you say it's one of our best?
I'd say it's probably the best, and it was because we did this bit where we didn't bring enough microphones.
Oh, is that a bit?
Is that a bit?
We literally don't have enough microphones.
That we decided that we were going to do.
When you left the house today, Nick, how many microphones did you intend to take with you?
Three.
Okay, three people.
Well, okay. Well, you know, if you guys feel morally comfortable, kicking me off the podcast and then recording it.
You're going to appeal to Nick and my sense of morality. That's what you think you're going to win.
Yeah.
That is, that's what
I think. Weren't you trying to impress us earlier by knowing the word pathos and we told you to shut up?
No, I did the opposite. I did the absolute opposite of that. I said that the Chapo guys were just saying pathos in conversation to each other. We just talk about fucking each other in the ass when we're jealous of him.
Adam has a severe insecurity complex about the he wants to be on Chapo.
Yep.
He can barely be on Cumtown.
I can't be on Chapo either. I don't
Cumtown, the world's alt-right premier podcast.
That's the point that that's the point that I'm getting to. It's irony if I'm on the podcast, but if I'm off, if you kick the Jew off, I'm sorry.
You know how many Jews we could find to replace you? Ian looks like a Jew.
He's not Jewish.
First of all, I'm Jewish. I know we like don't say that, you know, because
Nick's
it's
Jewish.
Funny, but come on, man, I'm Jewish.
You're not Jewish.
Yes, I am.
Yes, he
My
is.
My family changed their name during the Holocaust so they could get a job on that tower they fell off of.
You got an Irish last name?
Yeah, Malinowitz was his actual.
They changed it to an Irish name at Ellis Island.
Yep.
It used to be Mullen Coin.
All right, so
it used to be Mullen Coupon. It was coupon hyphen coin. It was Jonathan Nickelpenny. Hey, name's Dimey.
Jonathan, your last name was Jonathan Nickelpenny. Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Dimey Nickelpenny, but my friends call me Quarter.
That's good. That was
Thanks,
good
man.
So in sum, yeah, I'm off the podcast, and you guys are going to keep recording at my apartment in front of me.
Well, only when your heroes, the Chapo guys, are busy at
They're
my
not
apartment.
My heroes.
Those guys you look up to and wish you were.
I don't
Sorry.
Look up.
Maybe you should have read a couple more books.
Yep.
Instead of hanging out with fucking stand-up, real stand-up, New York stand-up
Real-ass
comedian,
dudes. You know? Real-ass
Puerto Rican rattlesnakes.
Barstool philosophers.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
that was great. That
guys,
was
I'd also like to plug my appearance from I guess it's going to be last week when this goes up on the Jim and Sam show. Jim Norton and Sam Roberts had me in studio at Sirius XM, and I bombed. Jim got annoyed and started looking at his phone, and eventually just left the studio.
Wait, in the middle of your interview?
Yeah, he just left. He's like, I gotta find this app to put text over video, and then he like left the studio.
It's called Snapchat.
Yeah, and then Sam was like, "So Nick, where are you from?" I'm like, "I don't know, man. I don't know why I'm here." but yeah, no, Adam, you know, thanks for your feedback. Thanks for letting us use your apartment. And you know what? If we get to 5,500, you're back on the podcast.
I've been on the podcast since we got to 5,000.
You're not on it right now?
Not on it right now.
Take the mic from him, dude.
We're only about $250 away from adding Manny a spot back on the podcast. And then I tell you what, super fans, if we get to 57.5. Adam's back off the podcast. Yeah.
Let's do like 7 G's. If we get to 75.
Well, I think seven's already said it's something.
Okay.
I said if we get to 10,000, then we have to learn about politics.
Okay.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. I hope we never get to 10.
Yeah. I don't want to fucking read shit.
What about 6,900?
Dude, I've been trying to read a book. You know,
I know we're both on the same book. And it's a book about like Indians chopping people's heads off.
It's actually a great book.
But yeah, I still can't get through it.
Plug the book. What book?
Blood Marine. Yeah.
If we're going to get to 10,000 and be like, Syria? Oh, allow me to do this Rubik's Cube. Oh, I've completed it. And then
All right, 10,000, we learn about politics.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the goal. And tell your friends to subscribe. We now have Nazi tier pricing. If you are one of the Nazis that listen to the show, thanks. Hey, appreciate the support. But if you're going to buy the premium episodes, please pay $15 a month so we can sort of be like, you know, yeah, we're... You know, it's irony.
Yeah, we're charging you more.
We're charging you
There's
more.
There's a premium for being a
Which
bad
Which is
person.
An idea we stole from the Cinderblock Comedy Festival, to be fair. I ripped that off. So thanks to all the comedy gals for coming up with that idea.
Congratulations to the Nazis for getting me off the podcast. If you, they couldn't have done it without you, everyone else, mm-hmm.
take the mic. Like, take
shut up, bitch.
Yeah, wow.
There you go, Ian.
You're not part of this.
Hey, take it.
You don't make fun of me. They make fun of me. You don't make fun of me.
That's the most come down thing you've done so far.
You don't make fun of me. They can make fun of me, but not you.
Suck this dick, bitch.
Hey, there you go. Oh, yeah. Now you're getting the hang of it, buddy.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Hopefully, if you were bummed about last week's, you're on board with our guest Ian this week, and you got what you want. So
let us know suggestions for the third mic,
if
guys.
If you want to just leave hate mail for Adam in the comments, please feel free. Thanks. See you next week.